Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm Joshua from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm at home.
Okay, great. So you can go ahead and proceed in that case before we begin, ma'am. Thank you so much. And also, in which state do you currently live, California or other?
California.
And also, in which county in California do you currently live? Merced, Calaveras,
yes.
Calusa, Merced? Okay, thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone? Some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All calls on a cell phone.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born, please?
Too long ago, 71.
Okay. Just to make sure, just the year would be fine, 1971. And also, just to make sure, please, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, other or mixed race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic or Latino, okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school, please?
Graduate school.
Okay. A 2 years college degree? Or high school graduate?
Master's
degree. Okay, 2 to 3 years postgraduate work master's degree. Okay. Thank you. Getting started first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Depending on what topic, I would say agree, and depending on current topic, disagree.
Okay. Would you say somewhat approve
somewhat.
Or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
Do I approve or disapprove?
Mm-hmm.
Again, depending. Some things I don't approve, and some things, I guess. I disapprove.
Would you lean towards somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Neither.
Okay. And next, I would like you to read you a list of names and of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of no opinion or never heard of him?
Not favorable.
Unfavorable, okay. How about Joanna Garcia Rose?
I have no idea.
Never heard of her? Okay.
Nope.
How about Esmeralda Soria?
I've heard of her. I don't know. Yeah, like no comment?
No opinion, yeah. No opinion is a
no opinion. Okay, there you go.
Sure. Okay, Kamala Harris?
I like her. She gets a lot of static, but she's trying her best.
Okay, so would you say you have a favorable opinion?
Favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Education, homelessness, abortion, climate change, inflation, the cost of living, crime and public safety, taxes, jobs in the economy, border security, or healthcare?
You have all of the above. I'm kidding.
Right.
I guess we would say cost of living.
Okay, inflation and cost of living. And thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices? From 0 to 10, any number.
Oh my gosh, you're making it difficult. Seven.
Okay. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
I would vote for Kamala. Why not?
Okay.
My life on the pitch.
And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
I guess Esmeralda.
Okay, and would you definitely vote for Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member, or probably?
Probably.
Okay, probably for Esmeralda Soria. Okay, thank
you so
much.
I would have to read more about both of them, mm-hmm. and then I would pick the lesser of the two evils, and that's
okay. Yes, thank you so much. And your opinion is important. We really appreciate it, ma'am. And now moving forward, would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track, generally speaking?
Because, again, there's some things I agree, some things I don't agree with.
Right. Okay.
With how they're spending the money. Is there like a in-between one?
Not in this one.
Okay, so I just disagree.
Okay. You would say that you are, that we're on the wrong track or right direction then?
Oh, yeah, sorry, wrong track.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
But that's the same, to be honest.
Okay.
In our community,
In your community, correct. Yes. About the same. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate or no?
No. I haven't.
Oh, okay. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican candidate this year or no?
Depending on who's running. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of voting independent, to be completely honest. But then once I heard, because I'm really like for the Kennedys to win. But after reading what he believes in and what he would like to do, I disagree on a lot of things that he's doing. So I would have to read more. And maybe I might change. Maybe.
Okay. So in that case, I mean, again, if you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you, this case, this scenario is if you would consider voting for a Republican
candidate?
Yeah, I would consider. And next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign. After each very short statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. And the first one is, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go to state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. More likely or less likely?
More.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely? Thank you.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and others strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
And would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely on this one in particular?
And this is to keep them out of, to keep them in jail, right?
Right, correct. Joanna Garcia supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators. Much more likely. Okay. And also you can select no difference if it makes no difference as well. That's another option.
Okay.
But as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. More likely or less likely? Or no difference?
No difference.
It makes no difference. Okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. More likely or less likely?
No, that's the way we need taxes to support what we have.
Okay. And that way you'd be much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. More likely or less likely to support her?
More likely to support her.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely? Thank you so much. Now moving forward, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Well, since you put it that way, yeah. I would switch, yeah.
Okay. So you would go towards Soria, you would say?
Yeah, I would go with Joanna. What was your name, Joanna?
Joanna Garcia Rose, right?
Yeah, Joanna Garcia.
Okay, thank you so much. And next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more food, groceries, and gas, more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. More likely or less likely to support her or to vote for her?
Less likely.
Thank you. Remember, no difference is also an option. Now, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
I heard about that. I don't like that. But no, okay. I don't support that.
It would make you much less likely to support her or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely to support her.
The next one is, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. More likely or less likely? Or no difference?
That one, no difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaigns ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. More likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much.
To record your exact information in your opinion, which is very important. Thank you very much. Now, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. More likely or less likely to support her?
Much less likely.
And politicians, Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Do you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Okay. Yeah. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only, almost done with 88%. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
As a Democrat.
And would you call yourself strong Democrat or a not so strong Democrat?
I guess you would say many of my friends consider me a not so strong Democrat because you say I have a lot of Republican ways of thinking, because I'm too conservative. But I don't know. I like to hear both sides, and then depending on who's doing more for the country and for the community.
Correct.
You know, exactly. You have to pick a side.
Yes.
But I guess you would say I'm a weak Democrat.
Okay, so not so strong as you said, right? Okay. Thank you so much. In general speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative and most issues?
I've been told, I think I'm very open-minded. Okay, this is what I think. I'm very open-minded. But
would you say closer to very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
No, well, I'm considered more of a conservative, to be honest with you.
Okay, very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I would say somewhat conservative.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
It's a touchy subject. I say it's up to the female, so I guess pro-choice. I mean, the way, would I do it? No. But I say, you know what? You do what you think is best for you, and it's between you and God. But for me, no.
I
think that's the least of our concerns right now, to be honest. And not to be mean, I don't want you to think those.
No worries. Your opinion is important. Your opinion is important, and it's your opinion. No, exactly. Totally understood. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Yeah. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you would or no, you wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I think Joe Biden is more,
okay.
I guess, I only have those two to pick from, no one else.
And this one, yes, correct.
I guess the lesser of the two evils would be Biden.
Oh, but this one is actually for whom did you vote back in the 2020 presidential
election?
Yes,
I voted for Biden.
Biden, right. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for being so
generous.
Have a
great
day.
All know you the best. Thank you so much for your opinion.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.